I'm Addie Everson, and this is the story behind our music. Music has gone through many phases, at least the way we collect and buy music has. The earliest form of mechanical recording was an Edison cylinder, and that was fairly short-lived and replaced by a 78. That is a flat disc record that spun at 78 RPMs. The evolution continued with 45s, 33 and a third RPM LPs, reel-to-reel, 8-track tapes, cassettes, CDs, mini-discs, Wave, MP3s, and now the big thing, streaming. In the last few years, even iTunes has basically done away with purchasing a song and keeping it as your file forever. As most of you probably know, there was a time before digital streaming that you had to have a physical copy of a song to play it and enjoy it anytime you want it. That usually meant a trip to the local record store to buy a copy of A Hard Day's Night or a song by Elvis. No Amazon, no eBay, especially no Pandora, iTunes, or Spotify. You had to have a copy. So was there a way to collect records and not frequent the local five and dime record store? Well, at times, you could have just gone to the grocery store. In about 1956, the breakfast cereal Wheaties came with a record actually printed on the box. Yep, printed on the box. You would cut it out and then play it on the record player. The earliest issues were songs by Disney characters and the Mouseketeers. Along with Disney and ghost stories and even a workout record with Toucan Sam, there were some big names that had their music pressed on the back of breakfast cereal. The Archies, Bobby Sherman, the Monkees, and Jackson 5 all gave away a low-fidelity version of their music right there on the cereal box to be cut out and played. The idea was to sell cereal and later sell a copy of the real record that you could keep and love forever. My dad still has a copy of Sugar Sugar by the Archies that he got off a box of Super Sugar Crisp cereal. The idea was seen occasionally on boxes for the next 30 years. The last cereal box record was produced in 1986 and was called Life Cereal's Rock Music Mystery.
Welcome to Life Cereal's Rock Music Mystery. Listen to these clues and then pick the right answer from the side panel of the cereal box and you could become one of over 75,000 winners.
There were three versions and each contained four different songs that you were supposed to identify. Check the correct box on the entry form, also printed on the box, then mail it in to Quaker Oats for a chance to win cool prizes. These little paperboard records included songs like Crocodile Rock by Elton John and the song you have been hearing, Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. Cereal box records were just another phase in the evolution of making and marketing popular music. I'm Addie, and you can read more about all my topics at thestorybehindourmusic.tumblr.com.